Hello, everyone. Welcome to edition 154 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, which, by the way, is about 100 miles north of London. And of course, it's brought to you by our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. Sign up for your online racing fix by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is Michael Bailey. I am a sometime F1 correspondent and more frequent sports journalist. In this podcast, we're going to bring you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Bahrain Grand Prix, if we can bring ourselves to do that. Joining me on the pod for the final time this week, we have Stuart Hodge, who's, the last podcast of your debut week. Have you enjoyed it, Stu?
It's been stressful, Michael, but I think overall it's gone pretty well.
I know that. What, that was like a different Scottish accent.
Yeah, it's just like generic Scottish punditry bullshit.
Yes! Love this guy. And of course, old hands, really, Kyle and Rich. When did you start doing this podcast, Rich?
I think this is my fourth season now, maybe.
Not literally this podcast, but.
No, but.
Like, I feel like it.
Yeah, fourth season of podcasting. And the first one I did was a Spanish Grand Prix, so.
What a 4 years, eh? Kyle? Vamos, yeah.
I think since 2012, I think, probably a few podcasts in, I think, possibly.
How about that, hey? We've got maybe a couple more debutants over the course of this season. Watch this space. So, predictions update then is what we should do. How did China go? Well, I've got to be honest, I don't know. Because it's kind of taken off, prediction league. We've got all sorts of people off of the Twitter and emails. Loads of people getting in touch. I've got all the predictions, so that's fine. I just haven't quite sorted it out, which is, you know, an issue with back-to-back weekends as well. Normally, I'd have a little bit of extra time. So, apologies. I don't actually have an update, other than, obviously, the betting tips didn't go great. I think I said that Lewis would win, so that's good. But I think a lot of people said it'd be Lewis and then Seb. And I'm a bit worried that, actually, people who predict the podium, it's going to be quite straightforward for them, really, because it's going to be Lewis or Seb and then whoever else. Stu, reassure me.
I'm just actually a bit worried because I think I was on the verge of losing my race seat because I didn't actually enter any predictions for China, which was very naughty.
It's okay, it's fine. And likewise, if you're listening there thinking, well, I can't join in, I haven't sent any predictions. You can join in whenever you want. Yeah. But the algorithm is technical, you know, it's very secret. And it does take into account regularity. That has to be done. But, you know, regular and good, you're going to be good no matter what. Rich, train.
3, 4, but. Is that the same one again?
No, that's a different one. Oh, he saw you!
Yeah. Or unless, you know, it's just like one of those honk if you're sexy kind of things.
I think that's exactly what it was.
I did that wrong. Never mind.
But you did put that sign up by the track, so that's why.
Was that a klaxon or a horn?
What a question.
I don't know. There's a difference, but I'm not entirely sure.
I think that could sound any better in any other accent other than Scottish. That was just.
If anyone out there knows the difference between a klaxon and a horn, please let us know. Just email nrf1podcast@gmail.com. We'll definitely read out your response because that's the sort of podcast we are. So, basically, I will update the prediction league, and we've got a very jazzy page for it, which is nrf1.uk/predictf1. Did you like the page, Carl?
It's brilliant. Yeah, I was. Yeah, impressed. Very professional.
Oh, thank you. And it will look more professional once it's up to date. So then that will happen soon. Obviously, these are back-to-back race weekends, but it's different after Bahrain. And we've got a little bit more time before we head to Russia, which is good. We're going to try and set up some prizes, and that will be prizes for the best podder on the Prediction League, but also the best external person as well. We're going to try and sort out some T-shirts as a plan. I think hopefully we're going to have some NRF1 T-shirts if we can sort that. Now, just remember that the only rules for the Prediction League, as I said, you can enter once, just one weekend, every weekend, whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You can predict anything you want, as long as it's within the spirit of the competition. You know, be bold, be brash, or be predictable. That's fine. It doesn't matter. But the only rule is the predictions need to be in before the start of FP1. That's the only rule each weekend, although I have let Kieran Cousins off that this weekend because he's very good normally, but I think the timing's just got caught him out a bit in China, which is fair enough because they almost did me too. This is a message for you, our dear NRF1 listeners. In the last year, there is a young British startup that has shaken up the shaving industry. Over 100,000 men have joined Cornerstone and are now getting a smoother shave than ever before. It's a simple combination of great products, amazing customer support, free delivery, and fair prices that has made Cornerstone the fastest growing shaving company in the UK. It's basically shaving's equivalent to Max Verstappen. They've won numerous awards for their super sharp German engineered razor, just think Mercedes, and outstanding customer support, like a Charlie Whiting hotline, along with endless plaudits from the media, including GQ, Esquire, and the Daily Telegraph. That would be Max Verstappen again. Cornerstone know they need to earn your trust, though, so to let you try their award-winning razor for a fraction of the standard price, with this offer you can get £10 off their razor and get started for just £4. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk and enter the code NRF1 at checkout. Visit cornerstone.co.uk to find out what a smooth shave actually feels like, and if you don't like your Cornerstone razor, Cornerstone will even give you your money back, no questions asked. Now, let's get back to that NRF1 podcast, shall we? Right, so, shall we get stuck into the Bahrain predictions? Rich, you got your phone out, so that always makes you think you need to go first. I think I always come to you first. So, in fact, Stu, you're the debutant. Would you like to go first?
Yeah. I can see that's going well.
Go for it. What would you like to predict? Everything's on the table. Leave it all on the floor.
Williams will be better. McLaren will be no
hang
better.
Hang on. We've got to have substantial. What do you mean by better? This is rich territory. So let's put something I can measure.
You got a speed gun.
Well, they do actually, yeah.
I think McLaren will Williams will finish in the points. I think McLaren will probably, unless there's a host of retirements, not finish in the points. I think Lewis is going to win again. I think, don't know, fancy maybe Vettel to finish third and then someone sandwiching in between, whether that be Bottas picking up, Kimi doing what we all want him to do.
What you want, very much want him to.
Yeah, what a hero. Or maybe like a Red Bull sneaking in. I just don't think they've got the pace, really. But do you know that way? I just don't think it's going to be the 1-2. I think Lewis is still going to win, but I don't think it's going to be the 1-2.
Okay, so I think that's Lewis first,
Lewis
Vettel
question
third.
Question mark, Vettel third.
Okay, that's fine. That's it. Nailed it. Happy anymore? Any more off the wall you want to throw at us? The one that you always regret. This is great because I put you under pressure. Not you particularly, but these people under pressure. They fling something out and go, "Oh no, what have I done that?" I do that myself as well.
No, I'm going to box cagely. Here's one.
Yes.
Everyone to be in their grid slot.
You might get a kudos point for that. Well, who knows? Someone might take the piss. You know what they're like. Kyle?
I really want to say Hamilton or Vettel won't win, but I want to win, so...
There's a lot of people who want to win, by the way, this year.
I want to go for Vettel pole and a Hamilton win.
Ooh, that's nice.
Who likes that one?
I'm going to go for a Toro Rosso in the top eight. I need somebody out in Q1, because I normally predict that. I'm going for Massa out in Q1.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah. Sorry, Felipe. Palmer will finish ahead of Hülkenberg.
Ooh.
And I suppose I need a Haas prediction, don't I?
We don't have to.
Well, no, your Haas.
Yeah, your Haas.
I'll go for them both to be in the points.
Oh, that's a kudos point as well. Bold. That is bold, isn't it? It is bold. It's bold. The geese were joining in, by the way, so I don't know if they were making more sense with their predictions, but someone else can talk geese, they could let us know. Go on then, Rich, you got them written down.
Now, I was a bit annoyed because I looked at nrf1.uk/predictF1 and the smart new graphic, and usually I get like a lot of kudos points. And I got one, lots of other people got one, and there was a guy who had two.
All right. And are we doing this now?
So
okay.
So
do you want me to look into this, or have you taken it upon yourself?
No, I've taken it fairly. I'm taking it up, so I'm going to step it up this week.
So it's not about the kudos points though, Rich, it's about the actual score.
That's what I take pride in, you know.
Yeah,
so my first one, I'm going to say
Stu's a fan.
I'm going to say a car will roll over into turn one. So someone will get flipped.
Okay, yeah.
Like Maldonado Gutierrez 2014.
Okay. Whoosh.
My second one, I'm going to say someone will start the race from the pit lane.
That's pretty... That's kind of obvious, but okay.
Oh, that's Stu, really? Hey? So you go, Stu's raised the bar.
No, I like this, though.
No, it's good.
Feisty.
It is, yeah. Good
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to say for the next one, a Toro Rosso will finish ahead of a Red Bull.
Jesus Christ, wow. Rich. Yes. Are you getting a kudos point for all these? You are going to win on kudos points, Rich.
This one isn't a kudos point, but it might be one that I get right. But I want to see qualifying. We'll see an all finish second row. So Bottas second row as usual. And I'm hoping, but Sauber to finish top 10.
Yeah. Really? All right. But we don't even know who's driving for them yet, Rich.
No, but that's, you know, it's either going to be glorious return of Wehrlein or the something else of Giovinazzi. I can't really think of a word, but
you need to work on your Italian. You can pull out an Italian word there. Is that all?
That's the lot.
Well done, top stuff. But by the way, Andy Whitney was the guy who got two kudos points, who's emailing us in, I don't know where, somewhere from the States. And Andy's a long time listener as far as I know. He got his kudos points for saying that there'd be a McLaren in Q2 in Australia, which is a hell of a shout for Australia. And that, Chase Carey not getting into any controversy. But he didn't get any points for that, because that was like a generous kudos point. So fair point, Rich. Yeah, it probably was a bit generous there, but there we go.
Well, no, I don't know what he predicted, and I don't know, you know, well, they were. But I just saw it and thought, I've got to top this, you know.
I love it. I love our predict.
Why the FIA, just to make sure that everything's above board here?
Well, we'll give them a shout, yeah, as when they stop, you know. When they've finished sorting out Formula One, they can help us out with this. But I think they might be busy for a little while, yeah? Maybe. That only leaves me, doesn't it? Now, what people won't realise when they listen to this is I have to edit this heavily because there's such long gaps between me thinking about what my predictions are. So, I also think that Lewis will win the race. I think Max will be on the podium again. I think Sergio... There'll be points for Romain Grosjean and Jolyon Palmer. And Lance Stroll will DNF again because he's just not ready for it, and I wish someone would tell him. Poor bloke. There you go. That's the quickest I've ever done that. Happy with that, Rich?
That sounds quite good.
Because you're getting cold, aren't you? Is you shivering?
I'm a little bit cold. I'm just trying to keep moving to warm up, but, you know, I feel the cold.
Beautiful work. Well, gents, what an absolute pleasure. Well done. Thank you so much for all the podcasts this week. Hope you guys enjoy them, and I hope you get to go out and enjoy watching the Bahrain Grand Prix in its nighttime. You like that pronunciation, Carl?
I like it. Enjoy it.
I can't remember what I've plugged. So I'm going to plug this anyway. But if you want to get your predictions in, as I said, I'll try and get this podcast out so there's enough time for you to do it. All you need to do is send them to us. Whatever you want to predict, go for your life. But just get them to us before the start of FP1 at Sakhir. And you can do that on social media. So Twitter at the NRF1, Facebook also at the NRF1, or fb.me/the NRF1. You can email them to us as well, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. And loads of other ways for you to interact with us as well. The best place, the home of the NRF1, is our website, nrf1.uk. And we'll hopefully give you a full roundup of where the prediction league's at in between the Bahrain and Russian Grand Prix. Of course, we're all off to Sochi next once we get this one out of the way. So fantastic stuff. You know where all the other stuff is. Listen to the past podcasts. They've got all the plugs for our various YouTube and other shenanigans, and make sure you go and enjoy them. Gents, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look at that. So well rehearsed. Thanks again, as always, to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Enjoy Bahrain. We'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.